The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers, or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage, like several others, I think maybe one could summarize by saying Jesus is telling people, don't play that game. Don't play this sort of game. The vying for influence and position and manipulation and playing politics and knowing in whose ears to hiss your little forked tongue, right? Don't do that. Don't live like that. Don't be like that. It doesn't mean be a doormat, and it doesn't mean be falsely humble, right? I think it would be a corruption of this teaching to say, go and take the lowest position, kind of secretly knowing you're going to be invited up higher, and then you'll be, well, I get to recline at the better position. I think his idea is more, no, take the lowest position. Take the humble position and know that, just be grateful that you're at the table. Right? Take the lowest position and be okay with that. And then, yeah, there will be an exaltation. There will be joy. There will be honor in being raised up. But don't take that for yourself. Don't cling to that yourself or grab for it yourself. Instead, Just be. Be who you are, be where you are. It doesn't mean don't be ambitious. It doesn't mean don't work hard. It doesn't mean don't work towards your goals or anything. That's not what it's saying. That's not what Jesus is saying. Much like, maybe connected, same spirit. I heard someone comment on this recently. You know, we hear, turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. When someone imposes on you. The person was commenting, they said, it's not about being a doormat. That's not what that is. What it is saying, there's this movie, in the case of turn the other cheek, go the extra mile. Someone takes you to court for your cloak, give them your tunic too, right? The idea is, and he's put up no resistance against those who are evil. Again, it doesn't mean be a doormat. What he's saying is do not get sucked into the petty, backbiting revenge culture where, oh, you slighted me, or in some cases, you slighted an ancestor of mine, and so forever we will be at odds, right? You know, the Hatfields and McCoys or something. Right, don't get sucked into that sort of attitude, that sort of corruption in our world. Revenge and backbiting and manipulation and political maneuvering and jockeying for position and trying to find what's the subtle way to raise yourself up. What's the way to kind of, the slang, at least as of a few years ago, which probably has changed, is don't neg people. Don't go negging people. right? Where you're like, oh, you're compliment, you know, you're kind of always, you're tearing them down a little bit. You're out of compassion. You're compassionately tearing someone down to lower their self-esteem or to make them look bad in the eyes of others. It's like, well, I just want to, you know, at a meeting or something, right? I just want to congratulate Tim on his valiant efforts to bring about whatever solution our business needs, but I do think my plan is going to be the real solution, right? Good on you, Tim. You're not as good as me. That, and I don't know what else. I've never been good at it, and I've seen people who are very, very good at it. Very good at it. We don't really do superlatives and comparatives the same way in English as they do in other languages, but I guess there's Italian are coming from a Latin proverb that, you know, man is the wolf of man. It's supposed used to be these like larger wolves in older times called dire wolves. They were larger. So man is the wolf of man, like priests are dire wolves to each other, right? I suppose if you were, romantic language, like, you know, Spanish or Italian or whatever, it's like, you know, lupo and like lupissimo, right? And so there's definitely that exists in the church, and I've seen it, I guess is my point. And I can see why Jesus warns against it, why Jesus hates this way of behaving, hates this attitude so much. We rather need to be the salt of the earth. We need to be the light of the world. We need to just be ourselves, be authentic, be straightforward, be honest, and be truly humble. And true humility, because if false humility, humility is taking the lowest place, expecting to be invited higher, thinking I really deserve to be invited higher, kind of, have you noticed I'm here at the lowest place, host? Hi, notice I'm at the lowest, oh, come up higher, friend. Well, sure, I'll come up higher. Well, since you mention it, I'll go up to the higher place. That whole nonsense. Right, that false humility is itself a type of pride. I'm going to mess up the pronunciation, but it's a pusillanimity. There's actually a word for it. Smallness of soul. What it is it's pretending to be less than what you are in order to fish for compliment or fish for support. Oh, well, I'm not so great. Oh, shucks. No, if someone said good job, say thank you. That's taking the proper place. Not, you know, it could be not taking the lower place might be like, yeah. Well, yeah, it's no big deal. I could do that in my sleep. It's not. That's hardly anything. A trifle. My efforts, trifle. Someone's saying, oh, you're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. No, you don't understand. You're really talented. I could never do that. Oh, well, I don't know. I just do it. That's pride. Oh, well, it's nothing. No, it's really great. No, it's nothing. No, it's really, really great. No, it's nothing. It's I'm not so great. It's like, no, you really are. You really are. Good for you. Yay, you. That's also pride. That's a good job. Thank you. I worked hard. That's actually humility. So, that and other things, too. The political manipulators I've met, in particular, people who can walk into a room and put on a good show of listening and consulting, but they're very good at asking a question. calling on, asking for someone's perspective, responding, asking another question, until strangely, the question they want asked and the answer they wanted produced gets spontaneously put forward by someone else. It was a grassroots decision. I didn't impose my will. The people told me they wanted it. You're about as deep as tissue paper, dude. That is not a good way to be. That's the scribes and the Pharisees, jockeying for position and authority and influence and power. It should not be so with us. And anything, not just this particular scenario, not just the particular scenario of turning the other cheek, again, not being a doormat, but just not getting sucked into the revenge culture to say, yeah, you can ask for justice, just don't ask for revenge. Don't ask for vengeance. It's right to say the scales need balance, but don't sort of presume upon yourself, right? Say, take the insult. Seek justice for the injury, but brush off the insult. Don't worry about it. And whatever else, other kind of worldly, corrupt, cultural thing, and you know it, you can see it in the world, you can see it in others, you can see it in yourself, I can see it in your others, I can see it in myself. Don't do that. Don't live like that. That's what this and other teachings like this from Jesus, at least in part, that's what he's wanting us to learn.